Well, Jim Bentley, a 1-0 defeat, a late goal from former Fleetwood man Andy Mangan, but such a brave rearguard action from your boys today.
It was, yeah. We know coming here, Shrewsbury, you know, on that evidence. You know, I think they'll be in the top three. They're an ambitious club. I know Mickey well, and I've got a lot of respect from time for him. He's come into a new job, new club, and he's really got them going. He's got good players, you know, crowd who really get behind him, and I fancy them to bounce back, and I hope they do. Fair play to them. We've got a great record at home. So as I say, no one coming here, that it's going to be a tough task for us, but I think the way we set up, you know, what we worked on, they carried out. We limited them to very little, apart from the one little breakthrough and Bobby Grant's obviously hitting the post in the first half. And we've had the best chance when Mullen goes through one-on-one with the keeper and he pulls off a great save. I think, so we're happy enough. Just one or two little things, just need tweaking second half. And then I thought he just got us pinned in. The crowd got behind them, territorial. They were right and, you know, playing in the right areas. Possession-wise, they kept the ball every time we cleared it. They seemed to pick the second ball off and started a new wave of attack. And we found it hard to get out. That's why we brought little Redshaw on to try and stretch him in behind a little bit more. Again, we worked hard on our shape and we defended when we had to. And when they did get through our lines, I think Scott Davis pulled off one or two decent saves. You're always thinking, in games like this, it's, you know, records are there to be broken, that they're unbeaten at home. You're thinking, well, we've weathered the storm here and it's been a big storm. Can we hit them on the break and nick a little smash and grab 1-0? But, it wasn't to be. I think getting into the last 5 minutes, it's a good save by Scott, but Mangan's come on and that's what you want from your substitutes, to affect the game in the right manner. He's put the ball in the back of the net, that's won the game. You know, we've had one or two little bits. The lad who got his toe on it could have gone anywhere, goes out for a corner. I think we look threatening from corners towards the end when the bodies were going in there, and you're just hoping that you can get, you know, a little goal, that you come away with a point, which would have been a great, hard-earned point for us. But on possession, you know, they had the more of the ball. We didn't get hold of it enough. We didn't get up the pitch enough, certainly second half. I thought there wasn't much in the first half, but certainly second half. And you know, there's been a couple of chances for us, but unfortunately we couldn't take it. But it might have been a different story if we got our noses in front. But they've taken that one chance that's come along to Mangan, and they've taken the 3 points. But I can only credit on and praise on the players for the work rate and the desire and the way they carried out what we've done on the training ground into today's game. They give it their all, and if they continue to do that, you know, we're not always going to come up against teams with the quality of Shrewsbury Town. So we've just got to make sure that, you know, we keep going. I've said that to the lads there, to kick in the teeth. We're doing okay at the minute. We've beaten a lot of the top sides so far, but now we're going to play against two of the bottom sides in Hartlepool and Carlisle. And if they show that endeavour, that work rate, that desire, that will to work hard and run and harass and carry out the instructions, we won't go too far wrong.
Your main blip was losing Jamie Devitt in the warm-up.
Yeah, again, Devs is a key player for us, but we've worked on the stuff all week with regards to the same side as last week. Dev's back heeled the ball in training yesterday, just felt it slightly in his hamstring. So I said I'd give him as long as possible. You know, turned up to the problem we've had as well is fine. He's been off, had a little bit of an illness that I've had. It's lasted a little bit longer than mine, so he hasn't been in the last couple of days. But we got to the coach this morning, I've asked him how he is. You know, sometimes you need players to be honest with you. You know, it's not all about the player. He's got to think of the bigger picture, the player who comes in for him. You know, our situation, that if he does go down in 5 minutes, we'll be down to two subs after such an early stage. If he makes it worse and rips it like he did last time, he could be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So as I say, he was okay. So we trust him, we went with him. He felt fine in the warm-up. And then there's just the last little sprint towards the end. He just started feeling it coming on. And we looked at the pitch, it's a heavy pitch. You know, we've had lads who have had cramp today, who've never had cramp in their lives. So we knew it was going to be a tough match with plenty of running and work rate. So I've got to make a decision for what I think's best for the team. And, you know, fair play to Jay. He said, I'm a little bit, you know, worried about it. And the last thing I wanted is to play him, you know, one of our key players, and he tears his hamstring and he's out for 6 to 8 weeks, as I've just said. And, you know, we're back to square one, so we take the decision to leave him out, which we did. I think Ryan Williams come in and did well in his position anyway. So thankfully he's a little bit tight, and hopefully he'll be back for the next two games, rather than what we just said, missing him for 6 to 8 weeks. So that was the decision, and that's the way it was.